Meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to the RDS Who Is Two plenary call number 31 on 11 June 2018 at 1500 UTC. Attending the call today is Dimitri, Lily, Alan, Susan, Erica, Volker, Stephanie, and Chris. We have no observers at this moment. From ICANN.org, we have Jean-Baptiste, Alice, Train, Lisa, Amy, and Brenda. We have apologies from Catherine and Steve. Today's meeting is being recorded. May I please remind you to state your name before speaking? And Alan, I'll turn the call over to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And is there anyone with any statement of interest changes? If not, then we'll proceed to the first agenda item, and that is the face-to-face meeting, which since our last meeting has moved, we are now set to hold the meeting on 26th, 27th. We will have not quite a full team. Thomas, as you know, could not be at any of the meetings. Dimitri, unfortunately, will be on vacation during this meeting, and he says it's going to be very far from the Internet, and that's unfortunate. And Catherine will be with us for a day and a half, even though the chart that we're showing shows she's not there Friday. She will be there Friday morning, and we may try to start a bit early and presumably end early in the afternoon and try to get as much benefit from her being there as possible. But we'll decide that when we get closer to the meeting. And so that is now set, and please let's issue tickets as quickly as possible to keep the cost under control. Any comments on the face-to-face at this point? Jean-Baptiste, if I understand correctly, you will not be there. Do I have my weekend?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And you will be replaced by someone else, or Alice will just be working even faster?
She might be, and on the first part of the question, I will be replaced.
Okay. All right.
Alan, this is Lisa. I'll be there, too, as well.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. But you always work as fast as you can. That's not fair to Alice. Both of you do. I'm just trying to make light of it, and I'm not doing very well. So, but let's go on to the next. Unless anyone has any other comments, we'll go on to the next agenda item. Give people a moment, though. All right, next item then.
Thank you, Evan. Just before we move, I just wanted to mention that Carlton has sent apologies via email.
I'm sorry, say that again. I missed that.
Carlton has just sent us apologies via email.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And status upgrade, I'm not doing well today, update, and where do we stand on that? Lisa, do you want to take us through this quickly? I'm not sure we want to spend a lot of time on each of them, but perhaps identify the ones where we think there are potential problems and see what kind of confirmation we can get from the rapporteur or someone else that we are going to be close to the deadline, since we've already passed the deadline on many of these.
Sure, Alan. So this is Lisa for the transcript. On REC 1 strategic priority, of course, Catherine isn't with us this morning. She is awaiting some feedback on the draft that she sent to the subgroup. And then that one should be finalized. A single who is policy recommendation 2. I reached out to Carlton and heard from him over the weekend that he felt that draft was ready to be approved. However, I'm not sure that he realized there was an outstanding comment from Catherine on the draft, so we'll work with him today on that. And I know Carlton has just sent his apologies for today's call, so he can't comment on that. Recommendation 3, outreach. That one is closed and out to the review team for ongoing comments. Recommendation 4, compliance. Susan provided a rough draft over the weekend that she has asked for some assistance in cleaning up the formatting with. And I know Susan is on the call. If she wishes to say anything further about that, I'll give her a chance to now.
This is Susan, and thank you, Lisa, to, you know, for to make this look like a better workable draft. But also, I did try to incorporate some additional comments. Volker, there was a few things I didn't quite understand. I got too busy last week to schedule a meeting, so if you could go in and make comments to the draft, that would really be helpful.
I have a question. It's Alan. I have a question for Susan. At the last face-to-face, we decided that the data accuracy recommendations would be moved under outreach. We've had some discussions at the leadership call for whether for cases where we are ultimately moving the recommendation, do we want to move it now and essentially put it within the subgroup report, or do we want to keep it where it fits, where it originated, and move it later? I know for ones that have gone from compliance to outreach, then we decided that probably they should stay in the compliance report and be moved later. Do you have any feelings with regard to the ones on data accuracy? And Lily, I'll go to you next after Catherine speaks. This is the question of which group is in a better position to phrase it properly.
So, you know, I did more work on the fleshing out the recommendations in this draft, and I do think that, and I think we could do this probably in our face-to-face the most effectively, but I do think there are recommendations that should be grouped, and Lily did provide some recommendations to the compliance subgroup report. What I haven't had time to do is go back and look at my the recommendations in the compliance subteam report and the data accuracy ones and sort of see where they overlap and what see if we can. I sort of feel like we have a bits of recommendations and they need to be, you know, we need to put several bits together to have a fully formed recommendation. So we may not, you know, I think there's 8 recommendations for compliance right now, but some of those, as you noted, were outreach, and some of those could be put together into a larger recommendation if the team decides that's a better way of doing it. And so I would assume that with the data accuracy recommendations and the overlap with compliance, we should probably look at doing that, sort of join some together.
Okay. Yeah, it strikes me the two situations are different. In the ones moving to outreach, they are really they really originated in compliance, but for implementation, they fit better under the outreach one, whereas the overlap with data accuracy and compliance, both of you, the actual recommendation is coming from both of you independently and just needs to be merged as you're implying now. So I think what you're suggesting makes sense. Lily, does that sound okay to you? I'm not sure if you have a voice or not, but.
Yes, actually, as I indicated in the draft report, I believe the top level design of the WHOIS accuracy requirement is enough. It's just how to enforce all the contractual obligations,
right?
Both to restaurant and the registrars. So I already proposed a recommendation to the compliance subgroup, and I noticed Susan adopted that recommendation, so we can have more discussion during the third face-to-face meeting.
Okay, excellent. So I think we have a plan going forward. Back to you, Lisa.
Thank you, Alan. And so I believe I was then on recommendation 5 through 9 data accuracy. As Lily noted, the recommendations coming from that group have been forwarded to other subgroups for inclusion in their report. Lily, did you want to say anything about the status of your subgroup's report?
Yes. I want to remind the members of this subgroup specifically, could you please confirm, do you agree with the draft report or do you have any objections, and especially regarding workers' comments? Yeah, please do share with me about your opinion of this draft report after this plenary call.
Thank you, Lily. Just to be clear, I'm occupied in meetings for the rest of the day going into the evening, but I will be reviewing pretty much everything, I think, tomorrow. To echo something I sent in an email earlier or late last week, to the extent that a subgroup cannot come to closure on something, then that should be simply put into the draft report, because the subgroup is just a small number of people that were put together to be able to work on things, but clearly it's the overall plenary group that, if we cannot come to closure, has to make the decisions. So don't worry too much about reaching full agreement in the subgroup. If there is a disagreement, then present it, and we'll discuss it either prior to the plenary or during the plenary. I mean, clearly, if there is a disagreement in the subgroup, there may be a wider disagreement. It may be just one person who remains one person on the entire plenary, or it may, in fact, be something that's felt by a number of people in the larger group, and we should present those. We shouldn't let that unreasonably delay the submission of the draft report. Lisa, back to you.
Thank you, Alan. So that takes us to recommendation 10, privacy proxy services. And Volker's with us today, correct? So why don't I let Volker update us on the status of that report?
Sure. We have the basic framework of the report ready. We still have to gain unity or gain a common ground on how to treat the request that Lily submitted. I think we probably will have to discuss this on a separate call with the subgroup and then probably do, as you said, Alan, present the different options that we have for moving forward. I think there will be a difference of opinion there.
Volker, does that mean that we should be doodling for a time for the subgroup to meet?
I think at this stage it would be the best way, instead of shooting back and forth emails. I think we will just have to come to an agreement how to best frame the different positions and then how to best present that to the larger group.
Sounds reasonable to me.
All right, so staff will take an action to launch that doodle and hopefully have the privacy proxy subgroup meet earlier this week rather than later, since we are trying to wrap up the subgroup reports to feed into the ICANN 62 preparations. On recommendation 11, common interface,
Lisa?
I believe, yes?
Just on your action item, Lisa, can I invite Volker maybe to share his availability for this week so that we can send the doodle? Thank you.
I will have to look at my calendar. There's a lot going on at the moment, and I don't have all the... I don't want to have a conflict that arises later to invalidate that. So I would propose the doodle would be better. But if we want to shoot for an early appointment, then probably Wednesday in the late European afternoon would be best. that's something where that I know that I still have available.
And this is Lisa. I note that Stephanie has asked about joining the subgroup. As we are wrapping up the subgroups at this stage, it might not make sense to join the subgroup, but all review team members are welcome to join subgroup calls, I believe.
Just have to make sure the invitation goes to her, or at least the doodle.
Noted.
Sorry, that was that one for the record.
All right, and this is Lisa continuing then on recommendation 11, common interface. I believe the status of that was org had put out a draft that just included the discussion from the face-to-face, which Volker was to review. I believe Volker sent some comments back to the subgroup on email, and Susan suggested that Volker take a crack at incorporating those in the draft. Volker, can you give us an update on where you stand with that?
Basically, my question was rather I'm trying to wrap my head around the recommendation that has been proposed, because I do not quite understand where that came from and what the actual rationale behind that was, because none was provided in the draft by the proposer. So I would just like to see more information on what the recommendation is all about and why it felt that this is necessary. So I think we can do that on email, because that's mainly just drafting and getting clarity on the topic, rather than making a decision on an actual point of discussion that we are having.
And Volker, this is Lisa. One thing that may help you is actually to listen to that section of the face-to-face where that was discussed. I can send you the a pointer to where in the transcript or recording that discussion was had, and it may help you gain some of that context. All right, for IDN's recommendation 12 through 14, I believe that Lily and Dimitri worked together on a clarification, and Dimitri has now shared that updated version back with the full team. And Dimitri is with us today. Dimitri, did you have anything further you wanted to say about that report?
I just want to thank Lily for the right wording, right phrasing of the recommendation and conclusion, but there is no significant changes in the document.
All right, and that takes us to recommendations 15 and 16, plan and annual report. I know Lily sent the last call out to the subgroup, and there's been no further response from the subgroup. Lily, did you have anything that you wanted to add to that, other than inviting members of your subgroup to provide their opinions or comments back to you as quickly as possible?
Yeah, so far no, and I believe there should be some like agreement on this draft report, since I didn't receive any like concern from last face-to-face meeting.
Thank you. It's Alan. We are, just to be clear, we are looking to the extent possible for actual agreement as opposed to silence from the subgroup. And since I've been one of the negligent ones of not answering in the groups I've been in to do other conflicts, I will say please try to get that out as soon as possible.
Thank you, Alan, and thank you, Lily. That brings us to anything new. Stephanie, I believe you took an action away from our last plenary call to provide an update of the subgroup report. Where do you stand on that?
Stephanie looks like she's talking, but we can't hear her.
Stephanie is typing now. She's taken off mute but is unable to speak.
Her microphone is showing. Now she's muted. And now she shows she's talking. We just can't hear anything. Oh, dear.
Hello? Hello?
Now we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can.
Oh, wonderful. Hello? I was just playing with all the buttons. Okay, Stephanie Perrin again. I'm guilty. I didn't do it last week. I had a heck of a week. I am hitting it today, so I will get it out to you very shortly. My apologies.
All right. Let's move on to law enforcement needs. That subgroup, we don't actually have an updated subgroup report. That subgroup has been focusing on getting a survey together to launch. And as Catherine and Thomas are both not with us today, I don't know that we have any further update on that. I do know that Catherine had planned to speak to the subgroup about the timing of the survey and whether at this juncture it makes sense to try to do a pre-survey, that is pre-GDPR implementation, or to incorporate surveying respondents about the impact of GDPR as part of the original survey. So those of you that are in that subgroup can expect to see some communication from Catherine on that. On consumer trust, Erica is with us. Erica, would you like to say a few words about where you stand with an update to that subgroup report?
Yeah, I can do this. So what I have done, I have followed the various discussions, in particular from Lily and the comment Volkersen. So I have embedded them in the Google Doc, which I have for this particular subgroup. I haven't sent it to the subgroup members yet, I'm looking for an approach that is workable for the group. Because I like us to be, hopefully on this topic, to be united. I don't think so there's a need to, to have a division, which is maybe not super helpful in this case. I will have a call. We just agreed on this with Lisa in the tonight. And then afterwards, once I had a chance to talk to her, I will hopefully be able to finalize the document, will then forward it to the subgroup members, hopefully tonight, if not tonight, tomorrow, and then we can take it from there.
Thank you, Erica, and this is Lisa again. So our call this evening, just to be clear, is to assist in just assembling Erica's thoughts for consideration by the subgroup.
Yeah,
it's not actually a subgroup call.
No, it's not. Thank you so much. It's not a subgroup call. It's just to get a few points straight before I send the document to the subgroup members.
And then finally, safeguarding registrant data. Alan, I know you had requested some additional information, which I saw you received in an email earlier today from ICANN.org. How are you feeling about wrapping up that subgroup report?
Well, I hadn't realized all those contracts were online, and now that I know they are, I'll look at them, and that will either make things pretty easy, or we'll decide we need some further work on it. But I only got that that email just before this meeting, so I haven't looked at them yet. But I will in the next day or so.
Very good. So that is the end of the list of subgroups, as it probably is clear to everyone from listening to the status. Perhaps half the subgroups are pretty close or completed, has completed their subgroup report, and then a fair number of subgroups are still actively working. That may affect what we choose to actually include in the slides for ICANN 62, which I know is later in our call today.
Thank you very much. Then I think we should go on to that. I think that's the next slide. If we could go on to the next slide. Well, this is a summary. I guess this is as good a time as any. We set as a final deadline on Wednesday for subgroup reports. It sounds like you may have one or two or three more by then. You're clearly not going to have all of them by then. So the question is, what do we do with regard to the slides? And I would request that each of the rapporteurs who, for whatever reason, are not in a position to say this report is final, to somehow flag in their draft versions of the reports what it is we want to discuss or raise in Panama. At some level, a recommendation which is not finalized, but we're still either trying to decide whether we should make it or exactly what it should say, is actually fine material for putting in the engagement session, since one of the things we're looking for, to the extent we might get it, is actual feedback. So I don't think the fact that something's not finalized may in fact be almost a positive for getting some interaction at that meeting. But I would ask each rapporteur to, if we're not in a position to define what we are going to be recommending, and what we have found, then identify what it is you would like to see on those slides. I don't think that's a reason we shouldn't include it altogether. Anyone have any thoughts or comments? Does that sound reasonable? And Erica says she agree. And Chris said we can pass that task across the... Oh, sorry, he was answering me on a different issue. Yes, Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. As the person attempting to draft the slide for you all, I think what we'll be looking to do in the draft slides is to provide some common framework, I guess, templating, to the readout from each of the subgroups. But I think, Alan, what you're suggesting is not that the rapporteurs provide us with the actual slides, but with some flagging of which recommendations they wish to see reflected in the slides, or
that,
which points of discussion they wish to see reflected.
That is what I thought I said. If I didn't say that, yes, of course, that's what I meant.
Thank you. Just wanted to make that clear.
Thank you, Lisa. What comes out is not always what I thought was going to come out, so I grant that. Any further comments on the deadline? So what we're saying is subgroups report by Wednesday, and by next Monday we plan to have slides for everyone to comment on. And we're looking for approval from the leadership, if not the rapporteurs, by Wednesday of that of next week. No further comments. Next slide, please. And next. And we have said, I have asked anyone who is interested in presenting, and I think we also had a comment from Lily saying she would not be there, so she is not going to be able to present. If anyone else has an interest in presenting, then let us know. Otherwise, we will take it on the leadership to do that. Any other comments with regard to the meeting? This is a meeting that is not, does not have much scheduled against it. So despite the fact that review team meetings like this do not necessarily have huge attendance in general, in this case it may well. So we do want to try to present it, prepare as much as we can. All right, I'm going to leave it open that if anyone else has an interest in presenting, please let us know. Otherwise, we will allocate it among the group leadership. Further comments on the ICANN 62, other than Chris has asked a question that we'll go to in a moment. I see no hands. Chris has asked, is it possible or should we have whoever is there from the review team meet with the board RDS working group? This is the group on the board that oversees all things RDS. And although this review team has not been their largest focus over the last couple of weeks, I think it would be fine if we meet with them, assuming we can actually find a time. So unless there's anyone who objects to it or thinks it is not a good idea, then we will do our best. And Chris, we're looking for 30 minutes or so, or do you think longer?
Hi, Alan, it's Chris. I think these things, I think it's very hard to do 30 minutes. I think 45 would be, 45
okay.
to an hour is
so
kind of what we want.
Target an hour and...
Yeah, I mean, it would be a case of you guys coming to talk to us and say, I don't know what the board working group has, will have, I mean, they're obviously being focused, as you quite rightly say, on other matters. But if you wanted to come and say, look, this is the timeline, this is what the review team's doing, et cetera, I think that would be very useful and helpful. But you don't have to. It's not critical. It was just a thought that crossed my mind the other day, and I thought I'd ask.
Well, I look, certainly, given that we have put our stake in the ground with regard to the public comment on short-term changes, and we've made a moderately firm commitment that we do plan to have a draft report out, I think we've already said that part. But I'm happy to meet with the group and make sure that everyone is satisfied where we're going. If you think there's any reason other than the scheduling.
How about we do this? How about we say, if we can find a convenient time that doesn't inconvenience people and there are enough of both groups available to attend, it would be worth doing just to sit face to face and talk about what happens next.
Sure.
But we shouldn't bust a gut to try and organize it. I think that's probably the best answer.
Yeah. The days are pretty well full. I don't think there's any high-interest topic afternoon sessions that we can write off as no one being interested in them. And the rest of the days are, certainly from my point of view, are pretty full, and I think the same for the GNSO ones. So it's probably going to come down to breakfast or lunch if we can find a slot that's available.
All right, I'll get on to it. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Anything else on the face-to-face? And next slide, please. And AOB. That was done. It was accepted. I was on both of the calls, the webinars on the issue. There was not a single question asked about why did we do it or anyone seemed to care that we did it. So... I have nothing to report other than it's off our plate in terms of action items to have to work on, other than to deliver on what we said we would. Any comments? Then we will go ahead. Any other business? Then it looks like we're aiming at a recordly short meeting. Next slide, please. And over to you, Jean-Baptiste.
Thank you, Alan. So in terms of decisions reached, we have an agreement that the engagement session slides will be reviewed on the plenary call next week. On action items, we have for recommendation for compliance, Volker to review the latest draft from Susan to share comments. On recommendation 10, privacy proxy services, ICANN.org will prepare and send out a doodle for a subgroup meeting, including Stephanie, this week, based on Volker's availability. On recommendation 11, common interface, ICANN.org will provide Volker with a date timestamp of the face-to-face discussion on this topic, and Volker will review that discussion. On ICANN 62, reporters who are not in a position to define what they are recommending will flag what they want to present in Panama from their subgroup draft report. And that's it.
And an undocumented action item for everyone to, within the next 24 to 36 hours, please go over your emails. If you haven't responded to something that is awaiting a response, please do so, so we can make the formal action item deadlines that we have. And I know I will certainly do my best to try. Any other business before we close the meeting? And give 45 minutes back to you to do the actual work. I have a reasonable comfort level at this point that we are on target. And, well, we're behind schedule, but, I think our tasks are doable at this point. Any further comments before we close? Then I thank you all for attending the meeting and, look forward to seeing you online, and we will have our next and I think final meeting before we leave for, yeah. Final meeting is next week.
Yeah.
And some of us get on planes not too long after that. So we'll see you next Monday, and then for those of you who will be in Panama, see you there. Thank you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.